Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very garlicky edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which weapons to upgrade fully with the chest and which ones to simply banish and remove them forever. I am Corey. I'm joined by, let's see, what can I go with? The hollow-hearted rune tracer himself, Basher.
This has been, that's probably your best intro yet.
I know this game a little too well.
some good references, some nice drops. I'm impressed.
Wait, did I say you're Basher? Who did I say?
I believe I'm Basher, and if I'm not, let me know.
Okay, there you go. We are here to talk about Vampire Survivors. But before that, did you know you can write us and text us 574-651-9256. Also, you can rate us on your favorite service of choice, whether you got Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are. Why don't you leave us a little rating? Let us know what you like, what you don't like. It helps spread the word, and more people can talk about Vampire Survivors together. Who doesn't want to talk about Vampire Survivors? Here are the details. Available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC. Does have achievements, Xbox Cloud Saves, and Xbox Play Anywhere. How long to beat? We're looking at 7 hours for the main story, 17 hours for the main and extras, and 33 hours for completionists. This is one of the best details. What do I want to say? The best. They call it the information panel in the Xbox app. I like to call it the deets. Vampire Survivors is a survival game with minimalistic gameplay and roguelike elements. There's no place where to hide. All you can do is try to survive a cursed night and get as much gold as possible for the next survivor before death inevitably puts an end to your struggles. This is clearly not written by somebody who is English as their first language. somebody should have helped these people out. Vampire Survivors. Let's talk about this game. Let's talk about this
super random game, really.
Yeah. What happened? How did we all end up playing Vampire Survivors?
This was not on any radar for me. When it dropped on Game Pass, I saw it on there for like probably a week or so, if not more. I was just looking at it, and because we do this podcast, I'm figuring I have to play a new game on Game Pass. I've played all these other games. Screw it. Let me download it. Downloaded it. Stayed on my Xbox for X amount of days, if not, again, a week or something. And then eventually I'm like, just boot it up. Let's go. Instantly hated it.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, I don't. If we're doing retro, you gotta hook me on something. So I instantly thought, oh, this is gonna be one of those indie games. I get it. And it kind of started off that way. You get a basic character with basic moves, and you don't know how the upgrade system works. So the kind of game this it's kind of hard to describe. It's not really a genre in and of itself, is it?
Well, so, like, I had heard about this game, and I had heard it was in early access for a very long time, which I don't know how long it was. But the main thing that kind of stopped me from playing it was only on Game Pass PC. And nothing wrong with that, but it's just like, I tend to look for stuff on Xbox, and then if it doesn't run well, or that the game, like, you know what, I kind of want to play this on PC. Like, I want a mouse and keyboard for it. And so I had heard it rivaled a clicker. And are you familiar with the clicker genre?
A clicker?
Yeah, so it's not niche or anything, but it's not games that I think you would like. It's basically games that kind of play themselves. There really is no end goal. Is you're just clicking things to make numbers go up, basically. Like, it's kind of like a joke genre, but a lot of people like them because they're kind of made to hit that dopamine hit. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened with me with Vampire Survivors, is that because it hit consoles finally when it went 1.0. And that's when I downloaded it and was like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. And I booted it up, and it was just like, I was like, like, the menus are really old, and they're kind of, it's not even that they look old. Like, they just, it didn't look very organized. You right. know, like, it, and I was like,
It so looked I play it so and, bad.
Right. And I played it. And then, so I picked the whip guy, and then, like, I'm walking around, and like, when I noticed, like, I pressed all the buttons and
nothing's happening. Like, I'm so upset at this point at myself for downloading this garbage title.
Right. And I'm like, okay. And so then, like, it starts happening, and I'm like, okay, so I got to kill all these things. And then, like, okay. And then I got the chest. Like, I found, like, a bat that was, like, glowing blue. I was like, oh, what's this about? And then the music starts playing, and the lights just start going, and I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Little casino action. I'm not mad at this.
Right. Right, I'm like, all right, this is cool, this is cool. And then I died, you know, after like 8 minutes in. I was like, right. that got kind of crazy. Like, okay, like, I see what you're doing. So it's a survival game, a Vampire Survivors. So I was like, I'm not a vampire, but whatever. And I'm like, all right, let's see what we can do. And then I got the garlic. And then when I got the garlic and I could just run through the bats, I was like, okay.
Right, I like okay.
All right, this is cool. I see what you're doing here. I'm into this, and then it just kept going.
It is a snowball of gameplay. Just It starts off in the most mundane, why did I download this way possible, and it just goes into, I need to do the best run I possibly can. I can only do that by doing this specific build. Or what if I do this build? It turns to a game where you have actual builds you can go through.
And right.
It's kind of nuts how you go from using this character that auto shoots in the direction you're facing. So again, you're not pressing any buttons at all, and it's just boring nonsense, to let me get this pentagram leveled all the way up. Plus my garlic, I can't be touched.
Right. And that's, but the thing is, it doesn't end there either. Like, so I'm trying to remember what exactly happened. And so, like, there's different stages. Like, the first one's like a forest stage. And then I don't know exactly how do you unlock the other ones, but they usually happen kind of organically as you keep playing the game.
Which is the best way possible.
Yeah, and so then you get to the library and all that stuff, and the library sort of changes it up, because the forest is kind of wide open, but the library is mainly a left and right. There's different enemies and all that stuff, but you're still doing the same thing. You know, if there's a elite enemy, it's usually just a bigger version of the enemy. You know, like, it's, but every minute it sort of changes it up, kind of thing. And so for a while, like, I was into it. Just, it was just like, okay, like, I'm gonna be this guy, and I don't remember which character I did my first 30-minute run with, but like, probably the whip guy, because that's probably what most people have, right? And like, that climb to that first 30 minutes was something. Like, when you hit that like 20 minute mark, you usually have a good idea of like, okay, this is going to go very well, very poorly. But when you hit that 25 minute mark and you've got all these different weapons and you're trying to hold everything at bay, and at one point, like, my first 30 minute run, I actually wasn't that powerful, but I had the lancet fully powered up. And so I could freeze enemies, and when you freeze them, you can walk through them. And it got to the point to where there was so many enemies on screen, and I wasn't doing enough damage, but I wasn't taking any damage because I was freezing them and just walking through everything. And it's just like, this is crazy. Like, if someone were to watch this, the amount of sprites on screen, it's like, how do you even see what you're doing?
Yeah, I have plenty of screenshots of, I don't even know where I am on screen. You have to play this game, sir. So one of the greatest things about this game is the amount of weapons and accessories you can get, right? You can only pick up essentially 5 weapons and 5 accessories. And you, at first you're thinking, okay, those 5 and 5 makes perfect sense. But then you start picking up the same weapons and the same accessories over and over again. And you realize you're upgrading these things. They're getting more powerful. The garlic starts to spread more. The holy water starts to have a larger area effect. And then there's this whole grimoire aspect of evolving the weapons. So if you get this weapon up to, if you max out this weapon while having this weapon or this item, all of a sudden your machine gun knives turn into these giant screen wiping, just huge daggers. And it's like, what's going on? And every weapon has its own upgrade path. So now you're playing a game with your own sort of ending, like your own goals, if you will. At this point, you're playing to make it to 30 minutes. You're playing to unlock the grimoire. You're playing to unlock more characters, because now characters are coming. Now you're getting more characters and you don't even know how you're doing it. You're getting more levels. You don't know how you do it. Everything in this game is super organic, and you're thinking, well, screw it. I'm just going to keep doing these runs and seeing what unlocks until you get to the secrets panel. And now you go to the secrets panel and you realize that there's certain quests, if you will, that you can pick up. Right. And the quests unlock, it is truly one of the greatest snowball effects of, now this is happening, now this is happening, now I can do this, now I can do this. There's a whole menu of permanent upgrades that you can get that your gold carries over. There's more and more characters that are just more crazy than the next. I unlocked the tree.
Yeah, I got the tree as well.
And it's not a bad character.
No, yeah, it's unique, and I don't know how they did it, I have not looked up anything for this game yet, and I need to, because I'm at that point where I'm kind of stuck, but it took literally 25 hours to get there, and I'm just like, there, that carrot on the stick is just there, and it's. But everybody's doing it. Like, everybody is falling into this thing of just like, well, like, what did you do? Like, how did you get this? And it's like, well, it'll give you clues in the secrets. It doesn't tell you exactly what to do, but it'll give you little clues. And you're like, either you get it or you don't, kind of thing. And so the one to get the tree was, be a good boy on, I don't remember the name of the level.
Oh, yeah. The flower level. I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember the name of the level, but it was be a good boy. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And so it took me a second, and then I got to the characters. I was like, oh my God, there's a dog. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But I felt like the smartest person alive. Okay, cool.
It souls done right.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Honestly, the secrets are so cryptic. They make no sense, but then they do.
Right.
And then you're just a genius level gamer, that's for some reason.
And it's but then you figure that stuff out, and again, but it keeps going, because then you unlock these characters, and then you unlock the cards, and then you unlock the hyper mode or whatever.
Hyper
and
mode.
I don't even
inverse what does hyper mode even do? Hyper mode. I figured this out. So when you're playing a regular run, at some point you hit hyper mode. I think maybe minute 20 or 30 when you get all those when the enemies start to kind of double on screen, and so like hyper mode.
Yeah, sometimes they're elites only.
Like. Exactly. So hyper mode kind of starts you off as if you're minute 10 or 15, and then the enemies are a little stronger, but you also get more gold, and your clock goes at double speed.
So it's like a fast mode.
Exactly.
So like, but can you still see it? And so the only thing about it is like, I'm afraid to turn any of that stuff on because I'm afraid about the unlocks. I want to make sure that I get the unlocks. And that's kind of my biggest criticism is sometimes it doesn't tell me exactly what those modes do. And like, is it okay to play them? If that makes sense. Like, can I still unlock certain things if I've got hyper mode on or whatever?
Right.
Yeah. And it just keeps going. And like, it keeps going for quite a while. And like I said, I'm about hour 25. And I think about hour 20 was when it started to finally kind of like, I look at everything I've unlocked and haven't unlocked. And like, I know there's still more, but I've kind of hit that wall of just like, I'm not really sure what to do now.
Exactly. But
for those 20 hours, like I was just like, what else am I going to find in this game? Like, what other secrets am I going to find? And I still don't quite understand what I'm looking at sometimes. Like, so once you sort of beat the game, I guess you could say, you know, you go to that, like, I'm assuming you've beat the five levels, like
right.
The main five levels. And then you get to that, like, dream world. What do you want to call it? I don't even, like, it's like that big hallway you got to go through.
Yep.
And then after that, there's those two pieces on every map all of a sudden.
Yep.
Like, and then there's like four different, I call them the cape bros. They all have like a different face yep. And they got a cape. Like, I don't know what any of that stuff really is. And at this point, I think I killed them all. And then there's the level with like death in it. And then you have to kill all the different deaths. And then you fight like super death. And it's just like, it just kept going and going and going. But I've now reached that wall. I'm just like, I don't really know what to do anymore.
There's that whole secret boss that pops up at some point. I'm not sure how it unlocked, but like.
Which one?
Like the screen goes black and like some giant enemy shows up and you're just surviving for dear life. Like, again, it came out of freaking nowhere. And
see, I don't think this has happened yet to me. So what? I want to know.
I would have to look into what actual. Was it the library? I think it was the library map.
Okay.
Don't ask me what I did to unlock this thing, but if you survive maybe long enough or kill the right thing, all of a sudden the screen will turn black and then this other enemy will pop up and you're in a full blown boss fight. I'm like, why is there a boss fight
enemy?
Happening? I do not recall.
Okay,
because they all look so all so kind of monstrous and randomized looking thing. Because there's a character you can play that's basically a giant tumor. So I don't recall what this boss
about the meatball?
Was. Is he a meatball?
It looked like a big meatball to me.
Yeah, like my homegirl described it as a brain. So like who yes. knows what this thing is?
And that's he's like easy mode though. Like because he starts with like a fully powered magic wand and you just wreck stuff.
Yeah, like the later characters are either super easy mode or super hard mode, like depending on how you want to do it. And then on top of that, you can. If it gets too easy for some reason, or if you want to test like a god build, feel free to like throw in some curses. Like you can play this game however you want.
Yeah, and you can modify like your how many weapons you want to have, and so have you gotten the eggs yet?
Yeah. See, I didn't know what the eggs were doing for a while until
So it seems like a permanent buff. Is that
absolutely for each character? And I think you get those from. Fighting the Cape Bros,
yeah. So, yeah. So, like, and I don't even know what half this stuff is, and I'm, but I'm excited to find out, you know, kind of thing. And it's super rare that a game does that, you know, like it's super rare that it's like, yo, did you find this, you know? And again, it is that Dark Souls, you know, Fez style of just like, yo, like what is going on here? But I think it's in a way, like you said, it gives you enough information that you can still. 25 hours in, keep finding new things. Like I don't think I'm gonna find anything super crazy now, but at the same time, I very well might. Like you just don't know what you're going to find. Like I said, when you're describing the boss in the library, like maybe I did fight this boss, I don't remember, and that's kind of that's a good and bad thing because it's just weird.
No, but, like honestly, I do not misremember it because it's forgettable. It's because it was in the height of everything else going on.
Right. Right.
And just a couple of personal stories about this game. My friend John, we were talking about what we've been playing, whatever, and just talking, shooting the crap. And I'm like, yeah, I've been playing this. And I just kind of threw in Vampire Survivor because I didn't think this was on anybody's radar still. So I just said, oh, yeah, I've been playing this little game called Vampire Survivor. He's like, dude, the game's amazing. Like, love that game. Like, I didn't know you were playing that. So I'm like, yeah, he loves the game. Another one was I had my friend Alina over, and we were playing just a bunch of crap. And I booted up Vampire Survivors, and I just left it on. I'm like, you might like this. Just let me know. I run downstairs to check the mailbox, whatever. By the time I come back, she's like, this game's amazing. Like, I made it to minute 15. I'm like, that's, you're not even halfway there yet. Right. Like, just wait.
You have no idea. You have no idea what's coming. And this has been like the what's we going to call it? The girlfriend game, I would call it. Where, you know, she likes her things, but it's hard to find that game that you can both play together and it doesn't have co-op or anything, but we basically just would pass the controller. You know, it's just like
literally what we're doing. Yep.
Yeah. Let's see what you find, you know, pick a character and see what you find kind of thing. And that's fun. Like it's got just so much character to it and it's just a lot of fun and it's hard to critique it. Like my biggest issue with it, I think is 30 minutes is too long. And I'm wondering if the hyper mode is the solution to that.
Yeah. It turns you 30 to 15.
Yeah. And so I really need to just look into that. But again, I'm just afraid to do that and miss something because I'm sure there's some stuff that you can't get in hyper mode. I'm sure there's some stuff that you can't, you know, but then there might be stuff that you can only get in hyper mode.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there is, yeah. I don't know what it is, but you know, there absolutely is. I love a game that's just chock full of these very organic secrets that you don't have to look for. Again, right. Elden Ring did this in a semi-okay way. I'm not a big Souls fan in general, but I do give it a ton of credit for having an open world where things just happen, where you just fall into things, where quest lines just happen for you. I think that organic nature of storytelling and gameplay action is the best kind, in some ways anyway. Vampire Survivors is all of that. You start as just this scrub, and then by hour 5 or 10 or even 15, you realize a path to God mode. And all right. These things are just happening and you're unlocking more and more things and more secrets. And you don't know what's next. You don't know if you unlocked everything. You don't know when you're done or if you will ever be done.
Right. And I've heard some criticism that like the end there is no end game. Like there's nothing to do at the, but it's just like, that's such a weird critique to throw at it. Of just like, well, I only got like 60 hours out of it. And then like, I also know that if you beat every level with every single character, nothing happens. And so some people were like kind of upset about that. It's just like, how did you not do that? And it's just like, I get that. But at the same time, like you liked this game enough to beat every single level with every single character.
Yeah. I don't understand that criticism at all. Also, like not only just for Vampire Survivors, but in general, if you're putting in 20, 30, 40, 50 hours into a game because you want to, because you are having that enjoyment, the game did its job and more.
Right. But at the same time, I fully understand, like, you were hoping for, like, what's the last thing this game is going to do? And there's DLC out for it now. I haven't touched it. Haven't even looked at it. I don't even, like, I know what's in it, kind of. Like, I know it's, like, a new character and a new map and all that.
That's the best thing about the game. Like, Right. What's last for you is not going to be last for me.
Right, exactly. You know, how did you get there?
Yeah. Right. It's all about that. It reminds me of what's the name of that that game, not Invincible, with the Immortal that we played on here. Yes.
Immortality.
Yeah, Immortality, yes. Like, what's last for you, what you find out, is completely different and out of order for me. I could be done with Vampire Survivors and not find the last 30% of all the secrets and be absolutely fine. Because at the same time, I have a whole PS5 in there with God of War that I have not touched yet, because I'd rather play Vampire Survivors for this quick 15, 20, 30 minutes. Oh, crap, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Right. I should have been stopped playing this.
It's as someone who, like, my life is like settling down in a way that I'm happy. I'm like, okay, finally, like, I have finished God of War, but like, I got Sonic Frontiers I want to play. I got High on Life I want to play. Call of Duty, I'm still playing that with friends, you know, like, so like my gaming time is limited, and I'm like, okay, I gotta play this. I'm like, I'm just gonna boot up Vampire Survivors real quick, and then 4 hours go by, I'm like, crap, I didn't play Sonic Frontiers, or like, and like, this was interfering with God of War. Like, I was at like 20 hours with God of War, and then I was just like, I'm just gonna play Vampire Survivors. I gotta finish God of War, dang it. Like it is 100% turned into that game for me, and like you said, I don't have a lot of time yet. Somehow I dropped 25 hours in this game, and I want to drop more, like. And that's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And to reference the game Proteus we just talked about, this is very retro. So it looks like a not even Super Nintendo.
Like 8-bit. Yeah, it's in between 8 and 16-bit somewhere. Yeah.
And normally, again, it's like I always kind of say, like, if you're going to do that style, you need to add something that makes it so it makes me feel like this was, even though you're doing this style of between 8 and 16-bit, you could not put this on an 8 or 16-bit console. It needs to feel like you did something that makes it completely and utterly in its own class of that era. And I feel like this does, because at some point, the screen is just full of enemies and sprites and effects, and it just feels like completely utter chaos. Like, how's, like, it feels like it's pushing what would be on the specs on what would be an 8 or 16-bit console. Like, this cannot be done on those. And that's, I think, is the key to any retro type of recreation of something. Make it feel like, yes, it looks like that. You think it plays like that until it doesn't.
Exactly. And it's amazing to me that they were able to pull this off. Like I said, the journey is the story here. And it's awesome. Like that's all I can say, is it's fun. And I was shoveling through the reviews, and this one here, it says, thought it sucked for the first 10 minutes. 3 weeks later, I can't stop playing. Like that's put that on the box.
That is
the
story. Put that on the box. That's literally the story of the game. Even the ugliness of that title screen becomes this almost beautiful face of a game. Whereas, like, what else is going to pop up on this title screen? I just got three more things on this title screen. What else is going to be on here? Like, what else? Like, what else? What else? What else is? That's the name of the game. Like, what else? And it's one of those games that just keeps you wanting to come back because you don't know what else you're missing. And that is, I think, the beauty of the game.
For sure. And so, okay, here's my question. I don't know if I still even understand the full basic mechanics of this game. Okay. You can only evolve the weapons all the way through a treasure chest, right?
No.
No, okay. So then what am I missing? Because, like, I don't know how to evolve the knife, and I don't know how to evolve the fire wand.
Did you check the grimoire?
Yes. And I don't have something unlocked, but what could I possibly be missing after 25 hours?
To go back, I think I'm wrong. I think to get the quote unquote evolved version, you do have to open up the chest, but you do have to level up the knife, obviously, but then you have to level up for the knife specifically. I forgot what it was, but it's an accessory that normally drops. For the wand, I think it's one of the rings that the Kate Rose have.
The, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, see, and that's like, what...
For the last two on that grimoire, it's you have to get the rings and the fingers, I think they are. The left and right pointy things, red things.
The red thing. Oh, those are fingers? See, I didn't even...
I don't know. Yeah, okay. I think they are, but like...
See, and like I got both of those, and I thought it was going to be something cool, and like nothing happened. Like, I know I'm missing something.
Yeah,
you know, like,
nothing
like,
happens with just those two, but those two plus I think the lariat evolves into something.
Interesting. Okay. See, like, and that's the stuff, like, I still don't want to Google anything because, like, I haven't yet. But yeah, I know not. Someone has obviously figured this out, obviously.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those games I really think people should not Google because that's right. The carrot on the stick.
Right. And so, but, like, I'm to that point where, like, I keep hitting that wall, but, and I'm going to try to get all the achievements. I think I'm going to. So, okay. And I know you have to be able to kill death, right? That's a thing.
Right?
Like, well, so I ran into a, okay, this is a real story.
And real life, guys. No, bull crap.
I don't, and it also might be affecting my time played. So I might only have like 20 hours in this game, but okay. It was in the library. I got to the point where I was like level 77 or something like that. And I did Google this part because I just wanted to see how, if you could kill death, and supposedly you can, but I got him stuck in a loop to where my lancet was going so far that he
freezing him all the time.
Yeah. He was freezing all the time. And I had that one to where, the item where it's like a magic shield basically.
Yeah.
And it was recharging fast enough that he couldn't do damage to me. And so I let the console sit there for like 5 hours, not even kidding. And it didn't kill him. So
it has to be an how item much then.
But I Googled this but the problem is this game also has changed a lot in time. Supposedly he has like 66,000 health per level of what you are.
What?
Yeah. So, and I don't know. I was just curious if you had killed him or not. So like if I did the math roughly. And so basically what happened was is an update went out for the game and it killed my game. Cause this game does have quick resume. And I was like, I guess like I couldn't end the match because death couldn't kill me. But what's also weird is, on other levels, there's achievements for surviving 31 minutes.
Right.
You know, to get that extra minute. But then other deaths start showing up.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you had that happen. Yeah. And so, but on the library, he didn't. The library, only one death showed up. So I'm wondering if that's the key. Maybe there's something in the library.
Maybe it's a certain, something in the library or a certain, or when only, maybe you can only kill one of the deaths.
Maybe.
Because you're not going to kill two of the deaths.
No, yeah, because so I was just curious. I was like, you've got to be able to kill him.
Another
I don't think
question,
it's an achievement.
Speaking
though.
Of the deaths, the one that shows up at the bottom of the screen.
Yes, the blue one.
Yeah, and he has that basically death wall at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
We can kill him. I think I killed him before and nothing happened.
Yeah, you can.
And nothing happened when I killed him.
So you have to kill all of the deaths, like the green death, the red death, in that level to be able to fight like the mega death.
Right. Okay.
So you probably killed him without knowing because like the pentagram is in that level, but also what happened for me is I had somebody with the guns and
well,
the,
like
guns
the guns
with the
big fan
yeah, with
guns.
The not, what do you want to call it, not crossfire, diagonal. And so yes. I was able to just kind of stand there.
Exactly.
And so I was able to kill him. So yeah, but I also I've killed him with the pentagram before too.
That might be my favorite character, the one with the guns. I think her name starts with a P.
Yeah, she's pretty OP. As well as
because that with the with card the, that gives you the double guns. Yeah. Like yeah, that's just nuts.
And we get the replicator too. It's
yes,
just, it's nuts. So Vampire Survivors is awesome. I don't think we can say anything else more about it. You should play it. It's up there. It's amazing. So chances are you have already played it, but we put so much time in this game, we had to add it to here. So, and considering our next episode is Game of the Year, it's going to be an interesting one for sure because of games like Vampire Survivors. But that's going to do it for this episode. You can let us know what you think about Vampire Survivors, gpopfans@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a text message or a voicemail, 574-651-9256. Tune in to our Game of the Year episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be our next episode coming up. So we'll do our Game Pass, State of Game Pass after that. Just kind of give our general impressions on the year, et cetera, et cetera. So that's it. This is the last game for the year, though. Crazy that it ended up being Vampire Survivors. So never would have expected. All right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with our Game Pass Game of the Year.
Good day, sirs.